This episode was recorded on January 28th, 2023, with Amy D.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, someone said, like, that failed actors, like, they go into politics and stuff and activism a lot. And I think that's funny. It's true because it's, like, a way to make it about them. Good. You sounded like you were, like, having a ball.
I am really having an interesting time. Everything is topsy-turvy. I am living in a situation where I'm quite exposed to the potential harms of the mercies or lack thereof of a rogue
bitch
privileged person weaponizing their privilege and platform.
That's okay that people on your side. Someone like struck me out of nowhere the other day, like for like some, it was some dentist. I posted her on Prima Donna's about like the veneers, and she was like, I'm gonna sue you for copyright infringement. And I was like, all right, I'll just take it down, no big deal. And I was like, I'm super sorry. And she like backed off, but I was just like, people are crazy. Like litigious people are truly crazy.
Is that your first time getting?
Yeah, and so I'm just putting in like a copyright. Well, the thing is like I get like 90% of the people who write in are like stoked that they're featured. Right. You know what I mean? So it's like so rare. And then I'm just like, the internet doesn't move at that speed, honey. And then I thought of libs of TikTok and how like they just, nothing ever happened with them. And I was like, if anyone was going to get like sued, it was going to be them. Because I don't even
It's hard to really sue for stuff like that. Like, a lot of people will send a cease and desist request. They can do it themselves. They can ask a lawyer to do it. They can try to draft a more formal letter or just ask nicely. But either way, it's a cease and desist request. And the next step, if people say no, the next step is it has – I mean, I guess there's a median step where you can include the third-party service that's hosting this offense or whatever. So they would contact like Instagram or YouTube, what have you, and be like, this is a violation.
Like that would be the biggest thing that would happen from them, because if you post copyrighted stuff accidentally, let's say music or something, they just take the post down. It's not like it's a big deal. It's like, I was just like, I don't even know like what world you're living in that you think this, but it was just, it was like one of the first ones where someone like tried to like flex. And I was like, I just realized like, I definitely know who to avoid posting now. Cause it's like this weird section of person who like doesn't understand how the internet works, but is still like trying to make it on the internet. I'm like, honey, like I'm giving you exposure. Like, I'm not even monetized. Like I'm not trying to get clicks. Like, I just think it's like an overarching like piece, you know what I mean? So whatever. I don't understand it, Shift. They don't get it.
In my situation, I will say I can kind of understand why this little hive that's attacking me is acting like I kicked their nest.
She's like,
I do get it.
Queen bee. Like she is raised like that, you know?
Yes. It's super bizarre what's occurring. Here's the thing. I was going to send you like an article because now like she's being written up about again. And so I was going to send you the article, but you could just Google Alexa Nicholas stalker. That's Nicholas with a K. And see what's been going on with Eat Predators and what she's been publicly posting this week since Monday, because with the alarms and physical stalking.
Okay.
You know, it's like when you Google it, just that, like
your friends or like your camp or what is she talking about? Like, what is she referring to?
That's the question. I just recorded with someone else earlier today and he had a theory that maybe she's talking about a number of people I'm not familiar with. Maybe there was another incident because she puts herself in bizarre situations pretty frequently. Maybe this doesn't have anything to do with me, but
yeah, it's interesting because, like, someone said, like, failed actors, like, they go into politics and stuff and activism a lot. And I think that's funny. It's true because it's, like, a way to make it about them.
Right.
But it's also really funny because anyone who, I don't know, anyone who, like, I would give my respect or time to, like, can see through people like Alexa Nicholas. They're like, time suck, you know? And I don't mean like you, I mean like,
no,
you know what I mean? Like, it took you a minute because everyone has to learn, but it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you figured it out.
I did. I want to liberate you though. You are, everyone is fully free to roast me to whatever degree feels right.
No, you're like me, you've already roasted yourself. And honestly, there are dumb fucking things that I've thought before that I've like come to be like, oh, what was I thinking? Like, everyone has to do it, Shift. Like, yeah. And like the way that you gracefully like dance through it is you like learn from it. So that's what you're doing. Yeah. It's like you're teaching others to not put up with the nonsense, which is a gift to humanity.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah, it's been pretty rowdy. So the order of things, I released an episode with Kay and Kaylee, who were two former Eat Predators leaders, doing the organizing with her. And she didn't like what was in the episode. And so in the middle of the night, one night, I got contacted by someone who was telling me that, well, before that, this same person contacted me to say that he started the call by saying, Shift, the girls are mad. The girls are mad multiple times before he could even compose himself to tell me that they were enacting a smear campaign and a mass reporting of my account effort to try and get me just removed so that I had no voice. So that didn't work with him, and he gave them pushback and told them they should listen to the episode. And he started trying to talk to people in comments because the comment section on her posts once she began actually posting about things got aggressive pretty quickly with people concerned about her who would threaten Eat Predators. Why would such a thing even happen? And so essentially he tells me they're doing this campaign, and then he hit me up in the middle of the night. He texted me to say that he had just seen that Alexa was panic posting in the middle of the night about having a stalker. And I was like, what? That couldn't possibly be about me. Like, she's got something happened, like something else happened or whatever. And these posts, I don't know if you looked, but they say, like, y'all, I have a real stalker. Do not take this lightly. This is a serious post, something like that. I have seen her tweets. I haven't seen her 50-page open letter that came out later that she wrote in one day.
I don't understand. Like, like, the world has primed people to love people like Alexa for some reason. You know what I mean? Because she has just enough to seem like she knows something. And because she kind of does. Like, she's adjacent to people who there's lots of, like, energy around. And she's not, this is not her first rodeo and, like, I guess, directing energy in that way, right? And so when I see all these articles about her being written, I'm just like, oh my God, like she loves this. Like she's going to write this as much as she can. So I'm just like, what you do with someone like Alexa is you just like stop the oxygen. The thing is though, is you can't, because I hear what, I know what you're going to say, which is there are just like all these people that are like, they don't get it. And they're listening to her and they're following like literally orders. I'm imagining like, using them like human furniture, and they're like, how can I do more? Not realizing that like she is doing the same playbook as said predators, but it's so much more sinister because the predators would never be like, oh, I'm not the predator. In fact, we go find the predators. The predator's like, I'm going to be a predator.
Sometimes predators will deny being a predator and say, no, I'm just like a simple DJ or like I'm an artist or whatever. But it's not like they're going to go be like, I combat. You sometimes find that energy, but like in like the police when it's like you get a devious.
I've been betrayed by someone like this. But I'm just saying that's the worst kind. It's like I'd rather have like someone that's like openly like a bad guy than like someone like a Bill Cosby who has like made his whole career off being a good guy.
Right.
And like like that is the stuff that makes my skin crawl. It's like, yes, the people who the wolf keeps clothing, which is what she kind of. The difference is that Bill Cosby knew he was the bad guy and he was like keeping the facade. I don't really know if Alexa knows.
I think she does. I think she does. Because we've gone through this last week has been quite an eye opener. I was very, very open to resolution and thinking that things could be worked out and that things could be, you know, just sort of talked through and she could get some help for herself and manage her trauma disorder that I presume that she actually had. But so go to alexanicholas.net because that showed up. So I put my episode out. The retaliation starts in DMs with this kind of stealthier account or stealthier campaign where they're going to people's individual accounts trying to get my profile shut down. And then she panic posts in the middle of the night saying she has a stalker. Somebody's harassing her and all this stuff. And then she posts some things to her Insta. That was on her Twitter. And then to her Instagram, she posts stuff about stalker educational information about having a cyber stalker and then put in the caption and physical stalking, even though that's kind of not really context for anything.
Right.
So then she kept posting these kind of riddle energy posts. And then basically another leader from Eat Predators, Neela, came forward and started making public posts on her profile and continuing to open up the conversation and validate and verify me and my guests' experiences. And at that point, Alexa became incredibly enraged and started to retaliate against all of us with the threat that she was going to have a 50-page open. She was going to issue an open letter tomorrow. So she started writing right away. And then all of a sudden she posts again something about like, LOL, haha, this open letter is turning into a 50-page book. And that was stuff that's in stories that's probably gone from what I understand. I haven't really been looking at this shit directly myself. People have sent me screenshots of an awful lot. I have glanced at a couple of things. I've glanced at a couple of things. But I haven't really had time to go through. The 50-page open letter was where I drew the line. I had looked at her tweets eventually. Like, I didn't rush to go look at much of anything. I looked at the basics of the tweets. But then the next day it was kind of like, I have a feeling I know where she's going with all this. And she's trying to be scary and she's trying to threaten me. She doesn't, right. Everybody else is collateral damage. She's hoping to get my attention and get me to stand down and pull down my episode and go hide or something. I don't know what she thinks I'm going to do. Right. She doesn't know who she's dealing with. If she'd listened to 5 minutes of any episode of my podcast, she'd know who she's fucking with. And she would have been able to lie about me better. But so at this point, there's no real like obvious connection that she's tied to my name with this whole thing. But what she has done is orchestrate another person coming out and making claims against me as well. Their claims are very boogeyman-esque. It's all this stuff about this person, Will, who Will is the name of the villain from the book we were reading in the book club. And he's a person who...
Is this like a public book or is this like a book that she is...
Yeah, it's a public book. It's called How to Be Eaten by Maria Adelman. And it's about a group of women who are emailed by this random person, invited to a support group. And when they get there, they realize that all of them have trauma stories that revolve around, like they have some sort of fame to do with their trauma. So they're not exactly infamous, but they're like stigmatized with their fame. So they're there. And then they all also are fairy tale stories. So you get like a Cinderella that's sort of, she's in like a bachelor environment. It's modern real world stuff that they have these vague elements of fairy tale things. So with that, with like the bachelor one, we were all like, who is this supposed to be about? And then eventually someone put together Cinderella, but they really stretch the metaphor with that one. Ones that are a little more on point. They have like Little Red Riding Hood. They've got Hansel and Gretel in there. The first story, we couldn't quite figure out how the other stories were selected, but it was Bluebeard, basically. Bluebeard's wife is the survivor or whatever.
Okay.
So all these people get Gretel from Hansel and Gretel, and all these people get gathered together. Gretel's traumatized. Her brother's not because he was like spoiled and fed while she was starved and kind of stuff. Like, they really get into the depth of the trial. It's really well done, really well orchestrated. These stories are made very visceral and real. And since they're so familiar to everybody, it gave us a very vulnerable position to be in as a group that was collecting around a form of media. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like all elements of like hitting all. I almost feel like maybe even Maria Adelman is in on it. Like, if it's a worst case scenario thing, then it actually is maybe even as far as it's not mistakes and it's not a trauma disorder. It's that she's paid controlled opposition for the Me Too movement. And that I'm a wild, I'm not supposed to be here on the planet. They don't market research for me. Like,
that's so crazy. The Me Too movement came out of central casting. So it's almost like its own problem. Like, it, right. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's why it sucks, because there is an actual, like, it's like anything. There's the actual thing. And then there's like the way the machine gets a hold of it and like takes right. advantage of it. But like, that is, yeah, it's appalling to me to see. Cause then I'm like, oh, of course they put dummies like Alyssa. Sorry, I don't like Alyssa Milano, like in front of the camera that most people like can't stand. And they have her talk about Me Too and stuff. And I'm just like, they put the most annoying people in front of the camera to have them talk about it. Not because it's like, they're annoying. It's just like, you could have better examples. It could have been organized better, but it was organized the way that it was to roll out the way that it was, so that it, that even like in the real time I had like a stand, I was like, ugh, the Me Too movement, even though I'm like, obviously this stuff is going on. Like, I knew about all of it. I was just like, the movement itself. It's just, I have a problem with movements, I guess, because it's by the time they become national, it's like, they're fucking tainted so bad and they just stink. And it's hard.
Usually. Yeah.
To be hard for me to like parse out the beginning, like the grassroots of it. It's a little easier for me now to like understand how this started and like what it became, but like mm-hmm. at the time, that was definitely like a real, it was really gross that I thought that, yeah, central casting is nasty.
It's all pretty messy, and it's, there's reasons to be hyper paranoid about worst case scenarios that would involve things like maybe the Alyssa Milano and Rose McGowan thing wasn't working for getting attention, or wasn't working to steer the narrative the way they want or something. So getting somebody like Alexa in there to really galvanize that, the passionate people.
Yeah. Jen. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's very, say again.
I was just saying, it's next generation. It's very much like they've passed the torch on. They need new
right.
people. Because like, right. I don't really know who Alexa is, but I know there's a whole host of people who look at her. It's like, she's being mentioned in the same articles as like Britney Spears. So no matter, even if they're not like related, they're being related in the public eye, you know? Right. And so it's, she's obviously being put into some sort of like stature or like pedestaled for something. She's being prepared, you know?
Right. And then there's the possibility that it's just this bratty opportunist bitch, because this AlexaNicholas.net site says that her and her mother and her husband have a history of crime that goes back years. And it involves making false accusations and false claims. And it actually aligns with her story. Like, why would they, when she was on set with Nickelodeon, supposedly one of the ways that Dan Schneider bullied her and abused her was to say, this isn't Nicole 101. This is Zoe 101. Right. And that's her own story about her own sad, sappy life. And it's like, well, where would that even come from? Unless you were doing too much. You're on set. You're at work. What are you doing that they're even saying that?
Really, the show is called Zoe 101.
Like, that's a fact.
I used to do theater, and I could hear a director saying something like that to me. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah. It's not harsh. It's not even hard. It's just focus. Like, if you really want to do this kind of stuff, you're taking up other people's time by being a pain in the ass. Pull your shit together quickly, or you can go out and play in a playground, cutie. Get the fuck out of here. We don't need to put the costumes and the makeup on you and put the hot lamps on you. Get people being paid to run cameras. Shut your stupid little mouth and get to fucking work. That's maybe borderline abuse in a situation like that. But when you think about how much is going on, if somebody can't get their shit together, the next step is firing them. So if that's what they want to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's happening in like local ballet studios, by the way, too. It's not just that's happening. It's like, you got really lucky that you got abused on like a really great set. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of people who like don't get to have careers after they fucking take that shit. And I don't minimize that at all, but I am just like,
no, it's true. Some people are paying the local like coach to treat them the same way. Some people are paying someone.
Right. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. No, it's fucked up. So Dan Schneider has a lot of problems too. I definitely am not like at all coming to his defense, but that's how awful it has to be, Alexa, if you're making me come to Dan Schneider's defense.
I was saying basically exactly that earlier. Like, don't make me defend, because I was making up the thing about like, yeah, actually, maybe Dan was right. It's not the Nicole 101. Shit. Like, what do you fucking, why would he say that if it wasn't something about too much attention?
Yeah, I can literally hear like three versions of the way that was delivered around me when I was like between 13 and 16 to just, right. You know, people just dicking around on stage. And it's like, it's like when there's actually so, like a deadline, people, yeah, it is. It's like 30 people right. And they're all like, being paid and their time yeah. is all very valuable. And it's like, hey, kids, like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, I don't given what I've learned about Alexa Nicholas, she tends to have a lot to motherfucking say that nobody even needs to hear. So I can't imagine what she was like at 12. Also, right. I met her mother and I had a great experience meeting her mother. The last time I saw the woman, she hugged me. She said it was wonderful to meet me. All of them were so wonderful having me as a guest in their home. So they can't possibly be talking about me the way that they're talking about this stalker. But also there's things tied to this stalker that they're referring to as Will, who is the person who brought together all these people from this famous whatever trauma story circumstance and then basically just harvested data from them to use it against them different ways. Yeah. So I'm apparently Will. Go ahead.
I'm going to guess that you're an amalgam with like a person in their imagination and then just like straight up like whatever, like a made up thing.
Yeah.
And like, so it's like not you, I'm guessing. And if it even
that's why I'm not mad.
No, I just wouldn't, because first of all, she's not credible. And second of all, it's like, I just wouldn't even take that on because you know that you're not a stalker. So if someone's going to like hurl that allegation at you, you can safely sleep at night and look at yourself in the mirror and be like, yeah, that is like a clear misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I think what the hope is, this is a lot of fanfare and fuckery, but what I think the goal is to scare me and or the general public out of having me at the next protest, right? So like I can either be too scared to go because they're going to do this every month. They say they're going out to protest another spot and they're supposed to have a different riddle and person that they're targeting and whatever, all this shit. So if I go there advertising my show, I'm better than they are. I am the real deal. I'm what people are looking for when they're looking for eat predators. She is a farce and she is actively harming more and more people each time she's called out about one thing. She escalates and brings in more people. And now she's brought in the whole world and the general press and put me in a position where I have no choice but to defend myself with the truth, which I will continue to do.
Yeah, good. No, I think that honestly, Shift, like the more you go there, because this is always the strategy is like do something better, give people something better. And so if you're there and she's offering what she's offering, and just by being there, it like casts a shadow because it's not the real thing compared to, you know, like you were saying to you. And so over time, if you keep it up, like that will, the energy will reshift, you know what I mean? Like it'll rebalance and like you'll start seeing probably every week like a couple people trickle over and just see what's up, and you won't have star power, but you won't want the people that are like into her star power. You want the people who are actually into the cause, because people who are into star power, it's just not a good look.
It's true. Well, and I actually think that I will have star power, but a different kind, because she's got the attention of a lot of stars. She's opened up this question of who the fuck is Will? Who is Will? And when people start realizing that she was describing me and my I'm in their videos on Eat Predators. They may have pulled me down now, but they don't have a way to get me out of the footage from the events that I was at. And there were three events. They pulled one of the events down because the footage wasn't great from the night. And I'm not in many angles. I'm only in side shots. I wasn't in the reel. But there are two events that I was at Erewhon for June Shine. And at OSHA, the Orange County School of Arts, and I'm all over the place. And even in the footage from there, I'm not in all the stuff, but I'm in their long shots. I'm in their lives. Like if they left any of their lives, I don't think they did. I think they pulled their lives, but I'm in the frame, and then I left my lives up. So anybody who cares to actually do real investigation can see that there are no incidents that occur. They don't have any footage of some kind of fight. The only fight I got into was an argument. It was tense, with Melanie Veronica from the Free Britney movement, who's like my last guest came up with a generous way of describing her, a pundit. I was saying that she, whatever. Yeah, so she's a clown pundit as far as I'm concerned. So yeah. A pink clown pundit. Right, Melanie Veronica. So she asked me, she saw my flyers. My first flyers were for an event at the Capitol building that my other colleague was putting together a rally and getting a permit and everything to go to the Capitol about Live Nation. And that was a successful event from what I understand. We actually haven't checked in, and she kind of stopped talking to me when they started the smear campaign. We haven't blocked or unfollowed each other, but she's posting things that I'm not really keen on. So a conflict came up twice where I showed this event on one flyer that I was handing out to Melanie Veronica, and then I showed her, and I'm promoting my episode with Kay and Kaylee, and we're talking about the real origins of Eat Predators and how Alexa is a fraud and she's committing fraud and this is fraud. And she got angry because I told a truth, and I understand. She said, "You're not coming here to detract from what we came to do, are you?" And I was like, "Why are you always questioning my ethics?" And that's where that was what the argument was about. How dare you immediately question? I am here in the middle of this with all of you are surrounding me. You're all acting afraid of me. Look at how many of you there are. What are you talking about? I'm a menace of any kind? Get real. And she took my flyers. Everybody took my flyers from me. Nobody rejected my fucking flyers. The owner of the building that TriStar is in took my flyers from me. The security guard looked at my flyers. He didn't take them. I'm going to go back to the building and give him a couple because we can have a chat in a quieter environment for a second about what the fuck is going on there. Yeah.
Wow.
There's no, if they want to consider me a threat, that's the kind of threat I am to the movement. I'm not a stalker like she's trying to describe and get her people all triggered about, but I am the type of person that's going to go in and inform TriStar that I think that she might not exactly be what she's describing herself to be, and they can have a flyer for themselves and make their own decisions about what they want to do with the public information. So that's what she's afraid of, and she's made up this boogeyman concept, I'm assuming, to have it so that I either am too afraid to go to the next protest or so that anybody who sees me there is afraid of me, or she can be, that's the stalker or so. But the minute she does that and connects me to the defamation, then it's like really over for her. It's like it's already a clear cut case as far as defamation goes from where I sit, and everybody that's looked at it, lawyers are already telling me it's looking crazy and that she needs to knock it off. They can't believe that she's doing this.
That's wild. Yeah, she sounds like she's definitely like implanting sort of like thoughts into people or planting seeds. You know what I mean? Because like the things that people are thinking are so out of alignment with what is true that it's almost like they're kind of just, she's all into like puzzles and clues and shit. This chick is like gone. You know what I mean? Like she's having, I don't love her playing with you like that. So I'm just saying like people like that are like tricky. And so she's obviously having some fun with people's minds. You know what I mean? She understands the value of a clue.
She does. What's really weird about it too, is she's posting about like indigenous issues and stuff about, somebody said something about queer stuff. And like, she's like virtue signaling about all these marginalized demographics. You're right. The weird thing is that she's cool with like a torch mob that would arrest they're describing the narrative of me being like disconnected and kind of menacing and like they don't.
I see. It's like,
villain, but I'm not at risk now that she's created this narrative. And I think that people are probably assuming that like, you know, some burly dude is coming out because she's also weaponizing my masculinity. She's weaponizing my pronoun. And like, you know, he is scary to that crowd of like survivor, feminist, whatever shit.
Right.
Even the men start cucking and the women start getting all, and then the queers are like, me too. I don't know what I'm doing. But and so they're all acting some type of way because she's doing he is scary shit. And the fuck is that noise? Like I am adorable. People leave me with she left me with her baby without knowing who I was in the car with the keys with me. They were like, drive her around because they parked in a red zone. And then Miko wanted to go to the protest with Alexa. And he asked me to sit in the car with the baby. And then the police came and harassed me. And there were multiple witnesses to this moment. Then I had to go drive their baby around for like 40 fucking minutes because they wouldn't stop playing around at the protest. They would not come over and check on her. And then they want to talk about, we're doing this all for, they were over there making videos about how they're doing it for her while she was terrified in the car with a stranger. And I was uncomfortable having her because I don't like being around people I love that I can't console.
All I can say is that over time, like, it'll show.
Of course it will.
Comes out, like, people will start seeing it over time, and like, it's just, it's, it just takes time for some people to understand it, but she, it's like, the people, like, frauds can't keep it up. Mm-mm. They just can't. And so, like, whatever, she's already at the point where she's concocting tales that are so, like, they're farces, right? And so, like, that's today. So what's gonna happen in a month? What happens in a year? It's like, just like, you know what I mean, like, does Hades come back himself? And like what is the,
probably
to keep escalating, and it's like the stories have to get bigger and bigger, so at some point she's gonna like maximize, you know, her return, and then it'll all be like laughable, or she'll, you know, she'll have pissed someone off, and she'll, you know, whatever, have a weird ending. I don't know.
I can't imagine how this is going to end on her. And for me, I plan on utilizing all of this momentum and energy to do what I came here to do in the first place, which is make a more trauma-informed world, make things safer and better, help people understand each other more, have more conversations about weirder things, build bridges between demographics that don't communicate well with each other as it stands with the way the media is facilitating the way we're supposed to be thinking about each other and what we're supposed to be about. I have a lot of work to do with what she's laid in front of. She's pretty much set me up to win.
She's giving you like your mission. Yeah. You know what I mean? She's giving you like your not your origin story, but sort of like your entree into this like new dimension of stuff. Cause definitely you're like in a new, yeah, era. Like,
yeah.
A new chapter of it's media, producer, and like, yeah.
It's not Alice in Wonderland, it's Through the Looking Glass kind of shit or something. It's this, yeah, it's a, the, yeah, Matrix 3 or whatever. Like, I already did the first couple and I'm established as the hero and she's the, yeah, villain of my plate, yeah, at this moment. Like,
yeah, she's the, yeah, villain in her own life. That's what sucks. She sees herself as like the fucking, you know what I mean? That's the problem with people. Like, I don't even want to say like Alexa because I don't know her, but that kind of the energy you were describing is like,
yeah,
that is the ish with that. Oh my God, just really quickly, we posted that thing on Montauk about, like, you know, it was Andy's actual cousin, like, that is not going to get a vaccine. And we lost, I think, like a couple hundred people that day.
I don't think I saw that post.
Oh, it was just like a random, like, I think it was a while ago, but it was just really funny to see the people lose their minds over that. And then we kind of, whatever. It was interesting, though. It was interesting to see how people will... It's just interesting to see how divisive it still is, considering... okay, so here's my thing. Is that one woman called me, like, an ableist, right? You said, I guess, at one point, because I was, like, anti-vax, right? But I'm like, dude, that thing is, like, disabling people, like, left and right. So who is the ableist? You know what I mean? Like,
there's so much weird information on all sides of things. And the amount of people that I'm seeing from, like, hard liberal circles that are talking about, the anti-vaxxer said something was going to happen, and look, nothing's happened. Well, I'm like, have you all been watching the NFL stuff? That's all I need to look at is the NFL. Like, I don't watch sports, and I've noticed.
I've literally seen liberals, like, do videos making fun of the people who have tremors. Like, I have a vaccine injury. Like, and, like, they just, like, make fun of it. And I'm like, yo, I thought you guys were the compassionate people, obviously. But, like...
That's never been the case. They've always been the mean girls in the room.
Is what I've really just come to. And it's, like, the people who rule in this world are just, like, the people who get that. And, like, have their own minds about everything. And just look at people and try to understand them. You know what I mean? It's not... I think that honestly, trying to heal the world, make the world more trauma-informed, I've come to this conclusion, is the best thing you can do, because everyone has gone through it. It has shaped everyone, and everyone thinks it's fine. I love it when people write into Montauk. Like, I don't know why everyone thinks they have trauma. Like, I saw my sister get beat up by my dad and then, like, get blown on fire, and I'm fine. And I want to be like, I am so, I said, I used to say things like that too. Like, I used to, like, and then I go, you know, I'm really sorry that happened to you. Like, you shouldn't have had to see that. Mm. That's how I try to respond to that stuff. But it's what people don't, like, they haven't, like, framed it in their minds yet. And I truly believe that that is the internal revolution that needs to happen before people can, like, get right with themselves, is realize that, like, things have happened that weren't supposed to have happened, you know? And
yeah.
It doesn't really, yeah. And I just, Yeah, I think it's so important. And I think even for like the biggest assholes in the world, it's helpful to have trauma informed, like, because I think even those people, they can soften, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. everyone just be like chiller with themselves is the whole idea. And it's like not about, for me, politics. It's all about getting people like on the level of just like what this experience in the United States modern day has like done to people. And it's okay to be a little bit weirded out by it.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that somebody would even think like they could come in and say, I've seen horrific things, describe them in detail, and then be like, I don't have trauma, I'm fine. But then they know exactly where to look for the trauma. And
excellent point.
Right. And so, right. Yeah, excellent. They'd be like, what's trauma? If it,
yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
So it's fun. They're almost there. They're close.
They are. Thank you. That's such a funny point. Yeah.
Go ahead. Say it.
You said that you knew exactly where to go to find
it. It's just right there. And so with the Alexis post too, she was describing this Will character and saying that Will, she suspects, is a secret right winger. And yes, head tilt. Yeah. You looked like it was like a puppy meme almost. Just got head tilt.
And I lost sight of who Will even was, because it's like, yeah, you're not a right winger. Like, but that's just so funny, because that's what I'm talking about, where it's like you're from the future. Like, people, it's like they don't understand how to like categorize you, because they're still living in a world where they have to categorize things, you know?
Right.
As opposed to just being like, it's a person.
Well, and she and I talked deeply about politics. I told her all about why I don't think Black Lives Matter is a legit organization or a legitimate phrase. I think that Black Life, but certainly my Black queer life doesn't matter. And she agreed, like, oh, I could totally understand that, blah, blah, blah. And we talked through my history with actually experiencing the formation of the first iteration of Black Lives Matter, and then how that was co-opted by, like, the original founders. One of them was literally lit on fire in his car and then shot after being lit on fire in his car to get Patrice Cullors into the position where people are quoting as her being the fucking founder. That came over a year or something after anything was happening.
It sounds like a mafia hit.
It was. And then also, who's to say who it was? Because there's people like her in the neighborhood. There's people like her around with her bullshit. But then there's also like the different clan relationships in different ways, because it was just like a small town area and they're all homeowners with their guns and their attitudes and their racist ideas. And they were like, yeah, they're like, this is the war we've been called for. We've been waiting for this moment. So they get on the roof with their fucking lawn chairs. So who knows? I know that they were up there with their lawn chairs. I don't know that they were marching around in the streets assassinating people after lighting them on fire. I don't know who did that. But I know that I was around and involved, and I met him remotely because I was babysitting a baby while his mom went out there for a week, more than a week, because she missed her flight back. And like, it was a whole scene, a really harrowing and adventurous time in my life in babysitting of all day. Like, I was just with a 16-month-old.
Yeah.
It was amazing. But his mom was live streaming in a really dangerous situation. And she was like, we had the technology to broadcast the 16-month-old baby's mother into the living room and watch her doing this intense political stuff. But then she'd also take these moments where she would say hi to us, like to her whole audience on YouTube. It was really beautiful. It was a strange time. And it was a really interesting time that nobody really even knows happened. Nobody really saw it. People did. Right. People hear, like, I have run into people that when I mentioned Bella Eco, they're like, oh yeah, I totally know who that is. And sometimes when I mention her baby, because he's been broadcast and stuff, because there's been conflict with her ex-husband. I think they're exes now. I haven't been keeping up with it. This is the thing. I've had drama with famous people a lot before. I've had beef with famous people. I've had things go on. This is the first time I've been written about. They're not writing about me yet, but the world is writing about a stalker, and the world wants to know who she's talking about.
Yeah.
And why she's doing this. What happened? What happened? So I happened. I'm telling the truth. I'm being adorable. I'm taking care of people. I'm just not taking care of her like she hoped. But she also has put herself in the position that she's in. Her and her mother claiming bizarre things.
That's the thing. And she has to let the cookie crumble. You know what I mean? Like, phew. I'm telling you, there's like, where does it escalate to from here? And then it's like, at which point does that turn into just like straight up like libel or slander or whatever the fuck? You know what I mean? And then it's like,
already there. It's already passed. We're at defamation. There's going to be a case. I'm filing it. I want her put in jail. If it's possible to put somebody in jail for making false accusations, I would like charges pressed.
I think you just get money, but I don't know. Actually, you have the lawyer.
I think that because of the scope of what she's doing and the type of accusation she's making, it's very possible that she may be putting herself at criminal risk. And then the website that came out said that there's a history of criminal behavior like this going back quite a while with some receipts that didn't really make sense, but they said they're going to be posting more over time. I think they might be waiting for us to make a move because they seem to make a move after she makes a move or I make a move. Like somebody comes out, said Neela comes out with her videos and they are tweeting and whatever. So
you're in the middle of this. Oh shit, it's 7 o'clock. Have we been recording? Are we like,
we have been recording.
Okay. Are you going to want to use that for the,
sure. Yeah. Like
you want to add? Cause I feel like we really did have a natural like conversation there.
We did great there. I'm into it. Yeah. I think that we covered enough ground. I think it's a matter of fact that they've not come out physically making a statement. They've come out making these text-based statements that they have some amount of time. They're rushing, though, and they are unsupported. Right now, I have a legal team and a PR team is forming around me and embracing me as we speak. It has been coming together for days. I have people that I can email my plans, my descriptions, if I want to post something or do something. I'm currently delaying a bit of an assignment that I've been given, but it should be fine. I'll get it done anyway. But I'm on strict posting orders to not just be saying this and that. And the other thing, I've been briefed and told how I'm meant to approach this because these accusations are such a wild card. And frankly, for me, I think that the next step might be a physical attempt on me because people are telling them to get mace and guns and knives and carry armor when they're out at their next event. I will be there if I'm in town. I do have some work out of town at some point, but they say they're going back out in February. If I happen to be around in February, I will be going to their event and I will be handing out. It's not even their event. It's a public protest. Usually at this point they've merged Free Britney and Alexis. So if they're not promoting everything together, I don't know what I know about anything because they're a clique and they're friends. They're just having fun in the streets.
In my opinion, it feels like she's angling for like really trying to be in that same breath as Britney Spears.
She is.
And
at this point, I don't put anything past them. I think that very easily her dumbass husband, I would assume him and his dad probably were gun people at some point. I feel like they're like the type of liberals who went on safari or whatever, you know, and like came back with something. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't quote me on that. That's in my alleged opinion.
That's a real thing. I used to have clients who like their granddaughter was like in special services, but like the grandparents lived in this like oasis and like this beautiful nature. And yeah, like there was just tiger heads and lion heads. It was wild. Like going there was wild. And then just seeing how they let their daughter and granddaughter just sort of like float in the wind, you know what I'm saying, while going on these like intense safaris and just like raping nature, you know. Right. So God bless.
Yeah, whatever. that's a real bizarre thing to like allow, encourage, facilitate, be in community with, like the whole thing. I'm just not available to stand by and let this kind of shit continue unchecked. Yeah. I'm cool with stuff being like, you know, out of my control. I can surrender to a lot of the elements of things. There's no fucking power on this earth that's going to get me to sit down and consume anything that I think might be prepared in some kind of way, like to manipulate and coerce me without questioning that shit. And where possible and when possible, I'm going to do my best to remove toxicity and to remove harm and danger from every system that I can find and touch and influence. And there's not a single fucking person on this planet that can stop me. Not Alexa Nicholas or her bullshit fucking little community, the Free Britney movement. And I can keep, I can preserve the nature of the movement while I'm doing what I need to do to protect myself. Because the bottom line is Melanie Veronica is not the Free Britney movement. I don't know who the fuck that little bitch thinks she is, that little pink clown. I don't, they act like I'm threatening the Me Too movement, the movement to peace and justice and truth and a better world. I'm threatening that by saying Alexa Nicholas needs to be held accountable. And then all these people come out the woodworks trying to slander my name.
Interesting, yeah, turn of how they did that there.
Amazing.
I mean, honestly, you know, again, my opinion, if all of this is as you say, like, it's, there's two parts of me. One part is like, it's disgusting and awful and like the justice will be served. And the other part of me that's very objective is just like, I see your whatever and I raise you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I it's like if we're in a game, I respect the gameplay. Unfortunately, this is people's lives, so it's an issue. But like, I see it, but it's like, it's all very, I guess, gamey is the word. There's lots of games being played. And I mean, I've seen Gossip Girl. It doesn't go well for Blair, you know? So
I don't know what you're talking about, but I foresee, I can't imagine how they're going to recover from this. Cause you, in, if I were to write a story like this, I could never write a character like me in a situation like this. Cause there's no conflict. They're swinging at the air. I'm doing Aikido at the most. The most aggressive I'm doing is Aikido level shit where when they come swinging at me, I facilitate them breaking their nose on the wall that's behind me because I don't have anything to do with the moment they're having.
Right, right, right. I see. Damn. Well, the truth will prevail, Shift, and you'll definitely be there with the torch leading it up, you know, like Jesus Christ. And, you know, it'll, with or without you over time, this will, it's just like, you can't, people can't keep this up. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it can't be. And so I think you're, she's gonna, if she is playing the game that she's been like playing, then it's, she's gonna keep grasping at straws, I imagine. But I, that's gonna just look more and more like desperate to people over time if that's the progression of that. So I, in a way, like, I don't wish you luck, you know, if that's your gameplay, but I am like, I would say like, yeah, like, gas up. Like, it feels like you're kind of petering out and maybe you need like some assistance or like, you know, whatever they give Jennifer Lawrence, like pay her tribute, you know, and little ointment or something. Cause it's like, not, it's not going well. It's looking desperate. It's looking sad. So,
man. Yeah. Yeah. It is definitely giving, written and directed by like Dan Brown and Dan Schneider. Like, I'm just like,
well, may the odds be ever in your favor, Shift.
Thank you, Amy D. you're a gem. I can't wait for our show to release, which I will. This has been such a terrible distraction. I'm so sorry for dropping the ball on our project, but this has been a bit of a distraction.
It'll come out when it's supposed to come out. That's how I always look at projects, because it's true. And so they come out when they're supposed to.
It's true. We haven't done, we don't have like a description, but what would you describe the Glitch Sesh as if you were going to describe
it? The show, I would say, we're like, you have two very media informed, culturally informed people from like all different sides, basically. So we cover it all. And we are looking back at history and the culture, knowing what we know now. And we are sort of hyper focused right now on like, well, right now it's Britney because we love Britney. But in the future, what you're going to be seeing probably is a little more of a focus on like spiritual predators or like people that really abuse their power and use their maybe connection with the spirit world for power, for reasons that aren't very good or very good for humanity, and perhaps are more about self-service and maybe what those, maybe we might be exploring like what the cultural ramifications are and the consequences of like social behaviors, and maybe, how it contributes to the erosion of trust in the culture mm-hmm. of the American society in the modern time. What do you think it's about, Shep?
Wow. I'd say you nailed it, ABD. I think you really just like brought it right home. I think that I'll probably listen to that, transcribe it, and edit it, and that will be our description. I'll try to get that down to like 70 words or something. Yes. Yes. Lovely. Well, excellent. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your expertise and your love and everything.
Yeah. Always.
Check out Amy D on her other shows, Gold Pill and Prima Donnas of the Gutter. You can connect with her digitally on socials at She's Amy D, and you can connect with me at Good Morning Mayberry Podcast. If you want to leave either one of us or any of the guests on Good Morning Mayberry a voicemail, you can call us at 415-343-4420. Please tell somebody about us this week. Post us on your newsfeed. Write our website address on a bathroom stall. Whatever, just run our name somewhere. You could even use us as a reason to connect with someone you love who you have not been able to relate to politically in a long time. Just be like, hey, have you heard about this show? They kind of reach across the aisle. Maybe we should reconnect. Anyway, definitely like this episode. Rate us with all the stars. Subscribe and follow. You know the drill. And always remember to never forget.
I think it's so important. And I think even for like the biggest assholes in the world, it's helpful to have trauma-informed, like, because I think even those people, they can soften. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. everyone should be like chiller with themselves is the whole idea. And it's like not about, for me, politics. It's all about getting people like on the level of just like what this experience in the United States modern day has like done to people. And it's okay to be a little bit weirded out by it.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that somebody would even think, like, they could come in and say, I've seen horrific things, describe them in detail, and then be like, I don't have trauma, I'm fine. But then they know exactly where to look for the trauma and...
Excellent point.
Right? And so, yeah, excellent. They'd be like, what's trauma? If it...
yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
So it's fun. They're almost there. They're close.
They are. Thank you. That's such a funny point. Yeah.
Go ahead. Say it.
You said that you knew exactly where to go to find
it. It's just right there. And so with the Alexis post too, she was describing this Will character and saying that Will, she suspects, is a secret right winger. And... yes, head tilt. Yeah, you looked like it was like a puppy meme almost. Like just got head tilt.
Second, I lost sight of who Will even was because it's like, you're not a right winger. Like, but that's just so funny because that's what I'm talking about. Where it's like you're from the future. Or like people, it's like they don't understand how to like categorize you because they're still living in a world where they have to categorize things. You know,
right.
Opposed to just being like, it's a person.
Well, and she and I talked deeply about politics. I told her all about why I don't think Black Lives Matter is a legit organization or a legitimate phrase. I think that Black Lives, but certainly my Black queer life doesn't matter. And she agreed.